Karina Huffman is the president of the Highland County Humane Society, and has she got a deal for you? I asked Karina to stop by the studio so that I could find out more about the Humane Society's Barn Cat program. What can you tell us about barn cats?
Well, what we found over the years was that there was a niche for both folks needing some pest control and some of the considered unadoptable or less adoptable kitties needing a home.
So the idea is that people might want to help the Humane Society adopt out the cats, but they might not necessarily want an inside house cat. And so the barn cats can help them how?
The barn cats can help them in the sense that if you think of them as kind of more of a working cat, and their job is to kind of help and detour with pests around the house, just having a cat around keeps mice and chipmunks and things away just as a natural deterrent. Most of these kitties that fall into this program don't necessarily want to be held and coddled and taken into the house. They kind of want to be more independent, but also have shelter and home and consistent feeding schedules, but they'll still work for you.
So when we refer to these as barn cats, they're not strictly barn cats. That's just sort of the general term. But many people who adopt these cats like to keep them around the house.
Yes, some people don't have barns or farms at all. They just are leaning more towards a natural, organic, non-chemical option for mice and pets. Maybe that's a problem in a shed or their home or their greenhouse even. And they like having these cats around. They detour the pests. They're natural hunters without having to use, you know, rat bait and some chemicals on their farm or at their home. And the cats just kind of do their thing and aren't trying to sneak in and become your lap cat. They are very persistent with their job, and they don't really want to live indoors. We try to set up the adopter with the adoption and kind of match them with the ideal cats for their situation. Some like them to be a little bit tame and want them to be able to be petted and such down at the farm or the garage, but don't necessarily want them at the house.
When a person comes to you and says, I want a barn cat, how many barn cats do they really want?
It depends. We've had anywhere from I just want one or two, or one gentleman wanted a dozen, and that's what he got. So we do like to bring them in pairs. Most of these cats have been housed together in our foster homes or at my cat house and are used to one another. And that way they have something familiar, some companionship. They're more likely to stick around and do their job.
What's the process for adopting a barn cat?
The process for adopting a barn cat from the Highland County Humane Society, pretty simple. You can contact us via phone, Facebook, email. We'll have a conversation about it to see what would be best suited for what you're looking for and the kitties that we have available. And then we can schedule a time to come out and get set up and get to work.
Is there a fee for adopting a barn cat?
There is not a fee. All the cats are vetted, just like our house kitties or our companion kitties, which means they get spayed and neutered. They've had their vaccines for distemper and rabies, parasite control, dewormed. They've been tested for feline leukemia and FIV. Should they come into contact with, say, your house cats, they're not carrying diseases or parasites where they're going to get anybody sick. So they've had all the same preparedness as our adoptable kitties. They are just more suited for a barn kitty home.
Year-round pest control for your home or your barn, and all it costs is a little cat food. Anyone interested in adopting a barn cat or two can contact Karina Huffman at the Highland County Humane Society by telephone at 540-908-9152 or email at info@highlandcountyhumanesociety.org. This is Mickey Frank Thomas for Allegheny Mountain Radio.